Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we're back, Marks and Reese. Today's broadcast live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And the holidays are here. Book a holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you, chickiesandpete's.com. I was driving to where I was doing my where I was watching the game last night with Miller Lite.
Yes.
Listening to the pregame show, and I caught Trent and Hugh.
Joined
the show, and it was a lot of fun to hear those guys and the stories.
Yeah.
Including the Atlanta story that you that was told from
yes.
Trent's perspective.
Yes, and he completely got it wrong. but that's Trent, though. So yeah,
no, just, I know.
Yeah, I'll just let him roll because you can't stop Trent when he's in the middle of his thoughts and everything.
Well, no, because he was also he was a rookie, so
yes.
he's like, I didn't know what was going on. He's like, oh my God, welcome to the NFL. He's over there, Trotter fighting each other.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I need to tell people that was not Trotter and myself. No.
But we said it so many times, it has
to
be true.
Yes, it has to be true. Yes.
Right, Jack?
True,
I mean,
yes.
Who even cares what really happened?
Nobody does. Yeah,
nobody
clearly,
does. We don't care.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
How about you? Did you hear the halftime speech?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I heard it.
He couldn't help himself.
And no, he can't help himself ever.
Did he curse?
Of course he
yes.
did.
Yeah,
yes.
I was walking out of the stadium, and I was hearing his speech. I heard his Philadelphia, and I was like,
yes.
That's awesome. And then I was like, hold on, did he just curse? Like, who's dumping it? Who's dumping
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't dump it in the stadium.
No,
so.
They can't.
No, and then I turned on, because I knew there was a delay. I turned on my radio in my car, and they weren't carrying it. So I was like, all right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. He was talking. I think he was talking to Trot. I think he was giving an account of Trot complaining about Hugh not playing
right.
the run.
Yep. Well, that's awesome. It's always to me, last night was really, really cool because it's two guys that mm-hmm. that I was big fans of, and I watched their entire career and the entirety. You brought up the Hugh Douglas to Trent to Brandon Graham, and
yeah.
It's so true. So, yeah, it was cool. It was really cool last night. It was great to hear them. Great to hear them on with you as well in the pregame.
Yeah,
show.
Man.
That was fun.
And listen, it's Jeffrey Lurie, since he's owned the team, it's been a lot of winning. Obviously, now we've got the one championship, and certainly looking for more. But arriving here a few years after he bought the team. And somewhat being connected to pretty much everybody he's drafted here since, and the ones that were around, because his first draft class, I think it was Bobby Taylor was his first part of his first draft class.
1995, yeah.
So being connected to Bobby, and then you had Troy was brought in that 95 class as part of a free agency acquisition.
Oh yeah.
Then you added Dalk.
Oh, yeah.
The next year with Hollis, that next year, Hollis was undrafted in 96, so he's part of Dalk's class. And then you had Deuce the following year. Then you brought in guys like myself and Trot and Trey and traded for Hugh Douglas, Donovan the year after that. So being connected to all those guys, even Trent, who took over 58 after I left, I feel somewhat connected to him. Ohio boys, all of us Ohio
right.
kids,
right.
So we feel connected from that standpoint. Trent grew up about 30 miles outside of Cincinnati, small town, Xenia, that's very country. He talks about it and loved it. The story I didn't know is that he was a ball boy at Central State while Hugh was a player there.
Never heard.
Yeah, now that was cool.
Never heard that. Had no idea. Yeah. It was a really good segment last night with those guys. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Hugh also lobbying for the midday job, I heard again. I asked him about it on the air on Friday, and then he using the same lines and everything.
Yeah. I guess he's thrown his name in the hat. Yeah.
I hope the Atlanta people weren't listening to that. I mean, I would say making the case for.
Listen, they've been worried about him and his love affair with Philadelphia ever since he arrived in Atlanta because he doesn't hide it.
And he was. I remember.
He doesn't hide his love affair for Philadelphia.
He came up the day of the parade. I think he drove up with his son.
Yep.
They drove up, and I remember he was sitting here. He was leaving. He was literally leaving from here, and he was driving home. It was after the parade. We were at Chickie's, and he's like eating crab fries and stuff. And you could tell that he was like, "Man, I could get used to this.
Right?
I get used to doing radio here in Philly." So,
man, and speaking of little Hugh, he's big.
He's not little anymore.
No, he's not little anymore. Taller than me now. I'm 6'3", so yeah, he's
man.
Yeah, he's up there. He's up there. A couple of greats in last night. B. Dalt, B. West. Runyon.
Saw Trey.
Trey was in. Yep. They were in last night. I completely forgot about Runyon's son playing for Green Bay.
Yeah.
starting right guard for Green Bay.
Yeah, it is weird that we don't – and I know it. I watch Red Zone. And
I know
it
all
there,
the time.
But like,
yeah.
We weren't talking about him coming back to Philadelphia with his dad. It is weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
And I didn't think about it until I saw a picture of him last night. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot that we got the father-son connection going on here as well. So that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah,
pretty
it was
cool,
a good night.
It was a good night. It was a good night, man. It was. They do a great job with the whole induction for those guys and everything. It's something I think the Eagles obviously take pride in. It's not one of those throwaway things. It's not like the mannequin they put up with Sean Taylor down there at FedEx Field. That nonsense.
If you would have given me a million tries of what that thing would have looked like, because it was supposed to be a statue.
They can't do anything, right?
No, they can't.
they can't please their fans no matter what they do. They can't do anything right down there.
I felt like I was in a department store.
And I'm actually happy. Even some of the greats. I saw my brother B. Mitch. He let it be known that he's like, no, this ain't it. So it was a lot of people that was disappointed about that.
It was weird. All right, back to the folks. After we hear from Merrill and Mike in the montage. Here it is.
Hurts. He's pressured. He starts to run. He comes up the middle of the field. He cuts back at the 30, at the 35, on his feet at the 40, at the 45, and he's pushed out of bounds near midfield. Well, if you don't connect in the air, you might as well just run with it, and he did for 24 yards. Hurts is back in a quarterback draw. He's across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, out of bounds at the 7. That's the Jalen Hurts running show. Hurts gives it off to Gamewell, who pushes forward. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. Hurts, this time to Sanders again. At the 10, at the 5, Miles Sanders. Touchdown number 7 of the season. The most he's ever scored in one season. The score, the Eagles 13, the Packers nothing. Rodgers gives off to Dillon. Up the middle to the 10, to the 5. Dillon is in the end zone. Rodgers under center. He fires, and it is complete. Touchdown, Randall Cobb. 14-13, Green Bay. He steps up. He's going to run. Run he does. He's got the first down. He's at the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and out of bounds inside the 5. Jalen Hurts. Hurts gives it off to Sanders. Pushes. He's in. Touchdown, Miles Sanders. Touchdown number 8 on the season. Second of the game. He's back. Here comes the rush. He is firing, and it's a touchdown. Opening up was Aaron Jones, 8 yards deep, and so it's 20-20. Hurts takes the snap out of the gun again. He steps forward. He is going deep, and it is caught, and backing in is Quez Watkins for the touchdown. It goes to Sanders. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. He's at the 30. He's down to the 27. But now it is the Miles Sanders show. Hurts takes it, looks, fires, complete, touchdown. A.J. Brown.
That's beautiful.
The Eagles, 34. The Packers, 20. Hurts takes it, and he keeps it, and he smashes the rushing record. Jalen Hurts has set a new Eagles rushing record for a quarterback in a game, in a single game. I think Aaron Rodgers is out of the game.
I think you're right. I saw him go to the locker room, and I haven't seen him come back from the locker room.
Jordan Love takes, fires, completes the pass, running down the sideline with the ball, and going down across the 10, the 5. It is Watson on a long touchdown, and suddenly it's going to be a 7-point game. Here we go. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good! He nails it. With his biggest fan, David Akers, here tonight on Hall of Fame night to watch Jake Elliott possibly lock up the game. Hurts takes the snap, comes back, gives it to Sanders. Sanders with the first down, and the game is over.
Oh, yeah, that'll lock it up.
And the Eagles are 10-1, and the Packers are pretty much out of their playoff race.
There they are, Merrill and Mike. Yes, 10-1. Jack, is it a good 10-1?
Ain't no stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now. Jack, a good 10-1? A great 10-1?
Good. I would say they're really like 8-3.
So they feel more like an 8-3 team than a 10-1.
Yeah, 8-3?
Yeah. Spot the lie. I mean, 10-1's a dominant. Like, are we going back to the dominant football team thing or what?
I don't feel like arguing about dominant football teams.
By the way, Jack, I got some collateral damage from your takes because I was getting DMs being like, oh, Tampa's still ranked ahead of the Eagles. And I'm like, that was Jack. Don't bother him.
I get them and I say, congratulations.
So they do message you after.
Oh, yeah. You get the Russ stuff still, which I appreciate. I still get the Bucks are ahead of the Eagles.
I get it all.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phones.
I think I even got an LTBB tweet yesterday.
Did you?
I saw that, yeah.
You got an LTBB tweet?
No, actually, we just got one an hour ago. It was like, how's the LTBB?
Is that what it was? Yeah, it was an hour ago.
And do you guys still want Russ?
Let me check. No.
Dude, they are awful, man.
You know what I thought about when I looked at that situation yesterday? I said, dude, if the Broncos don't hurry up and fire Nathaniel Hackett and get Sean Payton in there, they need to clear the whole front office. They need to clear the front office because that's what that team needs. You need a coach like a Sean Payton, an offensive guy who knows what he's doing, but also has sort of a no-nonsense personality that can change the culture out there in Denver. Right now, they haven't had a quality head coach out there, and I don't know when. So, they don't need one of these young hot shots. They don't need one of these young coaches.
They need an established guy that's done it, that's going to help the GM and tell the GM what he needs. A guy that's run an organization. He did it for a long time.
Yes.
Guy doesn't take crap that Russ is going to respect.
And that Russ is going to respect. Yep.
Yeah. You think he looks at Nathaniel Hackett? And by the way, Russ, like, he sucks, but, like,
if you give him something to work with. I think there's still good football left in Russ Wilson.
I mean, Sean Payton's going to have his options between that, Cowboys, Arizona, Chargers.
Is. Yeah.
The Cowboys win 12 games. Does Jared
Chargers, you ready to fire Stan?
Okay. Well, he's atrocious.
He's atrocious. He is. He's bad.
Get a chance to get Sean Payton to pair with Justin Herbert? I mean,
Yeah. All right. Let's pair us with Black Gritty from blackgritty.com as he joins us right now. Hi, Black Gritty.
Yeah, Mark, you was out there trying to let Russ cook. He'd have been over here talking about, let's fly.
I'd be so mad.
He would have been like, let's fly. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, Eagle Nation.
That's right.
Yeah, let's fly, Eagle Nation. Like, come on, man. Let Russ cook. And Jack over there, don't let Jack cook nothing, boy. He put a little too much salt in there and take you over there south. I'm about to stand here watching Eagle. Oh, he's talking. Don't let him make nothing. Don't let that young boy cut nothing. Y'all brought it by Simulac. Okay, guess what? We 10-1, and the only problem I got is special teams, okay? How do you want it? You remember you was like, hey, remember you put the thing in the Super Bowl? You want to win the Super Bowl 10-7? You want to win it 40-37? What do you want? And guess what? We got that 40-33 rocking. How did it feel?
There we go.
Good, okay? So when my coordinator can't do 1,000 cut slow deaths and let the big plays go, let my offense get back on the field, stay in rhythm, they can keep up and keep pace. That was a crazy game. It was fluky. It was weird. It was Sunday night.
It was another weird game.
Oh, it was so crazy. But they kept scoring. They kept doing. And I just want to say one thing. I cannot wait until Jalen Hurts either comes second in MVP or first MVP because I'll make a lot of money on that bet that I put in early. But I just want him to get the coded language that these other quarterbacks get. Okay? J. Josh Allen. Well, his elbow's hurting. That's why he threw the interception. Oh, my God. Did you see the laser arm on this man? It's unbelievable. He's running. There's no weapon. How come every time this fool goes stumbling, bumbling, running into three linebackers, he's a weapon? My dude goes and runs 30 yards and dances, spin moves, Michael Jackson moonwalks out of tackles, and it's, well, he's going to get hurt. Well, guess what? Aaron Rodgers got a broke thumb, broke ribs, and they move 2 feet. So you won't get hurt regardless in the game of football, but if we don't get our dude being called a weapon. He's not using his weapon. But he's got to, you don't trust him to throw the ball. You just want to shut up. This is how we roll. Any way you want it. You want it in the air. You want it in the ground. You want takeaways. We can do it any way you want except for special teams. And Ellie did it. Mr. Tripod himself hit that long field goal. He missed the extra point. So did Crosby. And Crosby's one of the great. Sometimes it happens. Shut up. Enjoy the win. Don't let Jack Nolo cook nothing because Let's fly, Eagles Nation. Let's fly. Let him cook out there in Denver because we got what we need. Let's go. You killed it. I think you broke a rib with that thing. Let's go.
Thanks, Black Gritty.
There you go.
Got some energy today. Black Gritty from blackgritty.com. I don't – like, and by the way, Josh Allen, I don't think he's going to stay healthy if he keeps playing like that. He initiates contact. Jalen's not trying to initiate contact.
Well, Josh Allen's also 6'5", 250 pounds. Yeah. Some people don't want to tackle him.
I'm sure they don't. But I still worry about – you know, you decide you're going to lower your shoulder on somebody and you separate the shoulder.
Well, he also likes to leap over people.
Which he did on the last play of the game against Detroit. And he got up hobbling with his hip.
So he – I'm sure the Buffalo Bills don't want him playing that way. But
– good luck.
You know, he does what he does. And, listen, I'll say this. He went through a little rough patch too. Josh Allen is still Josh Allen.
Yep.
So let's not act like he's some trash can quarterback or this and that and the other. He's not the MVP of the league, but he's still a damn good quarterback.
I'm sure that almost any other franchise, Mahomes, would take him.
Yeah.
Is this just what the offense is? And I'm not saying that necessarily in a negative way, but I think we've seen enough.
Kind of, you are.
Or
either you're concerned. Well, which one is it? He's concerned?
Well, it's like we have said this. It's important that you get through this period where you win as many games as possible when you have injuries before you kind of round the corner. Because they're right around to where you're coming down the stretch, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think we're there yet, but we're almost right there. And
be in December come Sunday.
We'll be in December come Sunday. I mean, you got six games left.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like the season's, you know, like this is coming up on the home stretch. Mm-hmm. And I just worry about this style of play when you're playing playoff teams. Not that you can't throw the ball, but you rely on this style of play, which is, hey, Jalen, you're going to have to go out there and win some of these games. I mean, Miles was great yesterday, right? Like, they were able to run the football in a conventional way.
Yeah.
But I worry that when you rely on this type of play to move the ball, when a team decides, when a good coordinator and better personnel decides, hey, we're not going to let you do that, then what?
See, I look at it this way. It's a better version, slightly, I guess it's debatable, but it's a better version of what the San Francisco 49ers were with Colin Kaepernick. You know, Kaepernick had the arm strength to throw anywhere on the field. Yeah, I mean, he just did. He could throw the ball anywhere on the field. But he also had the speed of a damn wide receiver. When he got in the open field, I think about the playoff game he had Green Bay. It was amazing. He threw for over 250 yards and he rushed for another 150. I mean, it was crazy. And sometimes it's not going to look like a cookie cutter offense that you see everybody else run. Some games it's going to be Jalen has 150 rushing or 100 rushing and he's going to throw for 200 yards. You got to look at his numbers and say, what is his overall numbers are going to be like? Because if Tom Brady can throw for 4,500 yards and throw for 40 touchdowns, what difference is it if Jalen Hurts throws for 3,500 yards, rushes 4,000, throws 25 touchdowns, and runs for another 15? It's the same points.
Well, he's making as much or more of an impact as Brady.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. I would guarantee you for a defense, it's much harder to defend a Jalen Hurts than it is a Tom Brady. Because if you have a quarterback that can beat you running and throwing, I mean, the defense is just at your mercy. And because he doesn't play reckless. Like, they were talking about this earlier. Every quarterback has a game or two here or there, right? Some of them had three or four games, bad games I'm talking about, over the course of a season. We can look through the 11 games and just give me Jalen's worst game. I'll just tell you what his worst game looks like compared to somebody that's thrown three interceptions in a game.
And it's not all that bad.
Compared to somebody that throws late interceptions that cost you the game, fumble the ball, all those types of things. So every quarterback has a game like that, though. This kid is still yet to have a game like that this year. He's yet to have a game where you say, oh, my goodness, what the hell is he out there thinking today?
Right. Was that the Giant game last year where that was his worst game last year?
Yeah. Yes, it was the Giant game.
Poor decision
game.
Making,
yes.
Throwing the ball up.
Yes.
No, he has not had a game like that this year.
No. He hasn't had that this year.
I mean, he really hasn't.
It's not like they're hiding him in the offense.
How many poor decisions has he made the entire year as a quarterback throwing the ball? Handful?
Yeah, maybe a handful. Yeah.
Well, that's what they've played 11 games. That's pretty impressive that he's only had a couple of plays where you're like, damn, what was he thinking there? If that.
I'm just saying his bad games still are good enough to win games.
They're not that bad.
Yeah, they aren't disastrous games.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers annual men's night out. It's back December 15th. Do all your holiday shopping one night. Details are online, marks-jewelers.com. We'll come back with number five. We'll take phone calls next segment as well, 215-592-9494. Donovan McNabb, his take on the game yesterday, Jalen's performance. Are they running too much? And did he think it was a bad defense or the offense putting them in a bad situation? Donovan McNabb is coming up next. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the new heated deck at Chickies on the Boulevard. It's open. Enjoy the best in-game experience on the deck at Chickies on the Boulevard. Back with Donovan next. Hey, listen, engagement season is here. It's always here, right? There's one place to go for diamond engagement rings in the Delaware Valley. That is Mark's Jewelers. Visit my friend Jim and his all-star staff. Largest selection of diamond rings in the entire area. And unlike the store that's in the mall, Mark's has rings that no one else has or no one else makes. That's right. Your one-of-a-kind lady can get a one-of-a-kind ring, but you can only do that at one place, Mark's Jewelers. And by the way, we know the holidays are coming up. I mentioned the men's night out, which is coming up on the 15th, December 15th. I'll be out there for that. It's a great time to come out and just do all your holiday shopping in one night with some great deals. That's at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. So check them out online, marks-jewelers.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.